You and me and BPD. Season 3, episode 4. Feeling low. So today's episode is going to be a little bit weird because I don't have any research. I don't have any notes. Usually I have notes to go off of. But I'm just going to talk. And I've made a couple of episodes like this before where it's just kind of me rambling. And people seem to enjoy my rambles, so that's what you're getting, because it's hard. Okay, so foundation starting off. I live with borderline personality disorder. That's what this podcast is about. It's about showing the realities of what it means to live with this disorder and how it can be for people who, you know, might not feel comfortable enough talking about their own experiences. So I talk about mine, and hopefully that helps people. So the main thing, the main point of today's episode is just to talk about how this process of healing, of growing, of evolving with this mental illness is not easy. And I think that there's this kind of expectation sometimes when you begin your healing journey that you are going to reach a point where, you know, everything's going to be fine. You're not going to be ever in a bad mental state again. You kind of have this, I had this vision that one day, after all the therapy, after all the medication, after all of the everything I do to take care of myself, one day I'm going to reach that point where I'm just not going to have to worry anymore. I'm not going to have to feel bad anymore. I'm not going to have to feel down anymore. And I think sometimes you're kind of hit with the realization that either you're not at that point, and then that realization can sometimes spiral into feeling like a failure and feeling like you're not doing good enough, or feeling like there's, you know, there's more that you have to do. Or you get to the realization, kind of where I am, of just like, this is not going away and it's not going to go away. And sometimes you get to the point of, I have been pushing myself so much and I've been trying to do so many things to better myself. And some days it's great. And some days you wake up and you're just like, I can't do it. I can't do all of the things that I've been doing. As we know, borderline personality disorder is characterized by rapid shifts in emotions and sense of self and chronic feelings of emptiness and abandonment issues and all those beautiful things. And the way that I describe it, or the way that I've kind of theorized it in my head, is this kind of up and down, kind of like on a roller coaster, or if you've ever been on a boat when it's been really nice, smooth waters, and then suddenly the clouds roll in and the waves start to pick up, and then suddenly you're in the middle of a storm and you don't know where land is, and you kind of feel like any moment now you could fall under and drown. That's essentially borderline personality disorder, at least for me, is I can have lots of days where I'm fine, where I'm great, where I'm not struggling at all, where, you know, it feels like I'm cured. And then slowly the sadness and the down feelings and the kind of clouds start to roll in and they start to appear. And for me, I can feel it. I can sense it on a physical sense because I've spent so much time analyzing my head and my body and finding these connections. And especially because I also have chronic pain. I spend a lot of time thinking about how can I take care of myself? How can I take care of this pain? How can I stop this pain from happening? And so I've built up a really good system of following my emotional path and realizing when I can start to feel these kind of emotions building up within me. And then a day like today happens where when I was going to sleep yesterday, I could already feel that I was having a hard time falling asleep. I felt like my head was kind of all over the place. And when I start to feel like that, I kind of can recognize that there's kind of like a cloudedness that happens, and my head starts to feel like it's swimming, and it starts to feel like I can't concentrate, and I can't feel calm, and I can't relax, and it almost feels like there's a sense, there's kind of, at least for me, a foreboding sense of kind of, I'm coming, like, these clouds are coming. It's almost like, I don't know if you can recognize this, but it's almost like when you know that it's going to rain, even though the sky is nice and blue, and maybe there's no forecast of rain, but you just feel that there's a shift in the energy of the world, that you know that there's going to be a rainfall. And that's kind of how it is with my emotions. I can kind of feel, I've also spoke about it in terms of like a roller coaster. It's almost like when you're going up and you're going up this roller coaster and you're feeling yourself getting more and more closer to that moment of feeling high and feeling like you can look down at the world. And sometimes I get that, and then I get a burst of energy, and then I can feel like I feel silly and I feel childish and I feel like I want to run and jump and play. But then on the opposite side, I can feel when it's going down, and the down part is the hard part. I've spoken about before how, you know, I experienced depression really intensely, and I made an episode about that, and I experienced loneliness very intensely throughout many of the days of my life. And sometimes I wake up and it's almost like I just have so much pressure and just so much weight on my shoulders that it just feels like hard to get out of bed. It feels hard to be a human. And one of the things that I've been learning through my Buddhist journey and through my journey towards mindfulness and feeling more at peace with myself is that I, for very much of my life, have felt these kind of overwhelming sadness days. This kind of like barely treading water, like any moment I could fall under and I could feel like I'm drowning. And I've felt a lot of those, but a lot of my life was built around escaping that, was built around trying to run away from it, was built around trying to be away from this kind of sensation. And it makes sense. I mean, when I was younger, I was a student and I went to school and I worked and I, you know, I had friends and I had things I had to do. And so I could kind of go away from these feelings and put myself in a position where I was busy. And I ran away from these feelings. I hid them down and I would push them down inside of me. And then when I was a university student, I had a child, I was a shift supervisor at my job, I was a full-time student, so I pushed it down even more. And it wasn't until I started going to therapy that I felt like I first started to explore what it could be to process these feelings and to feel these feelings. And eventually, I went on medication and I thought that that was going to help and that maybe these feelings wouldn't come back. And then I realized that therapy and medication don't work for me because I feel these feelings when they come on. I don't control them. And especially for me, like, I could be in therapy and I could be having the worst time. And I could even just be having the worst time in my daily life. And then suddenly I'm over it and I'm done. And I don't want to talk about it anymore. And I don't want to be in that space anymore. And my head is just like, okay, I'm done with feeling down. And it's hard because I think that there's this kind of expectation in our society that when you're feeling sad or when you're feeling depressed, it's because of something. Like, I feel depressed because I lost my job. I feel depressed because I don't have enough money. I feel sad because the person I'm talking to doesn't want to talk to me anymore. Like, there's always kind of a reason. And I've always struggled with the fact that, like, a lot of the time I have no reason. Like, I just feel sad. And it's an overwhelming sadness. And it's a sadness that makes me want to crawl into a ball and not do anything. And I also, I don't cry. I just don't. Like, crying isn't, you know, some people feel really cathartic when they cry. And I just don't, I don't cry. So it's not like I can have a breakdown where I'm crying and stuff. I used to have panic attacks, and I'm happy that I don't have panic attacks anymore. But I also realized that those panic attacks came from pushing my emotions down so much so that one thing would trigger it, and then it would be a snowball effect. It would be spiraling out of control, breaking down in tears and crying and really this kind of dramaticness of it. And I'm very happy I don't have that anymore. But that doesn't mean that I don't feel sad. And I don't know why it happens. And, well, I know that that part of it comes from when I'm feeling pressure to do things or to be something. And I really struggle with my social media use is really hard because I really struggle with hearing people talk about their own struggles, because it kind of triggers something in me to where I go, well, what are my struggles? And then I kind of like build on that. So I'm trying to learn a healthy balance with using social media and connecting and feeling like I'm a part of what's going on. But then it's also just like internally, I just sometimes I wake up and I'm just absolutely sad and down, and I'm in this kind of, it's kind of like when you fall in and you can't get up and you're like, you don't want to get up, you don't want to put effort into getting up, and it feels much better to just lie in bed and not do anything. And so from there, I'm just gonna tell you some of the things that I do that help me, and if they can help you, that's awesome, and if not, that's totally fine. But just to, because I'm a person who constantly is thinking about how can I help others with what I'm going through, because I have this warped sense of I need to do something to help other people. Anyways, that's besides the point. So what do I do? So this morning I took a shower, and for some people taking showers is amazing. They love taking showers. I kind of dislike taking showers. I just don't enjoy it, having to take a shower and then having to feel my hair wet and having to let it dry and all that different stuff. But I took a shower, and in my shower I listened to music, and there are somatic therapists out there, and there are people who say that your emotions are stored in your body, and I truly believe that, because when I am sad and feeling down, I don't want to move. But sometimes moving is the very act of what I need. So I took a shower and I put on a song and I danced around in my shower. And as silly as that sounds, there's just something so kind of freeing for your emotions to just be in your body and just allow your body to exist, moving to music. And I don't think I do that enough.
I'm sure a somatic therapist out there would highly recommend that I do that more often. I do yoga, so I do a regular movement practice, but yoga for me is very deliberate. It's very kind of like, I know why I'm doing certain things, like there's a whole system behind it. But sometimes just moving your body, just freely being able to move and feel those emotions literally like falling off of your skin is so healing. I also went outside and I listened to the birds and I looked at the sun and I felt the warmth of the sun on my skin. And I realized that I am one small piece of this great big universe. And I can't run away from myself. And then I brought in some mindfulness techniques of, well, what do I want to do? Do I want to run away from these feelings? Or do I want to sit with them? Do I want to give myself the space to sit with them? And I recognize that this is a very privileged perspective because I am not working right now. I am not a student right now. I have nearly no expectations on me during the day to do things when my son is at school. So I am in a very, very privileged perspective, and I want to acknowledge that because I know that when I was in school and I was working full time, like I, to think about sitting with my emotions while they were happening at work or while I was in class was not possible. So I recognize that this is a very privileged kind of perspective, but I think if you purposefully carve out the time, whether it's 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 2 minutes to sit with your emotions, to feel them and recognize them and name them and say, I feel sad. Sometimes just saying that can release a whole lot of pressure. Because I think a lot of us walk around with this pressure, especially when you've lived with a mental illness for as long as I have. And you feel like you should be better. You should figure it out. You shouldn't feel this sadness. You shouldn't feel all of these emotions. You should remember all the beautiful times in your life. Like, but that doesn't, for me, that a lot of people will say that, and it's like, but that doesn't help, because I'm just running away. I'm just replacing these emotions that I feel with something else. And I don't ever want to be that person. I don't want to. I was at one point the person who didn't have the space for myself, didn't have the self-compassion to sit with my emotions. And I don't want to be that. I want to be someone who is able to sit there when I'm feeling these emotions come up and hold myself and say, this will pass. Like, I have multiple tattoos. If you follow my Instagram, you'll see them, but I have multiple tattoos to try to remind me that, like, it's okay. Like, it's okay to be here. It's okay to feel your emotions. Like, it's okay to be you, even when it feels like it's overwhelming and you don't know who that person is and you feel like you're drowning. And I think that a lot of us, when we struggle internally. We struggle with this sense of, I can't let other people know what I'm feeling. But I think that comes even more from us not letting ourselves know what we're feeling. And so I also recommend, if this works for you, journaling. I don't really like to journal because I feel like it's too permanent and it ties me down to one emotion at one point, and my emotions are constantly changing, and I don't feel comfortable doing that. But I know lots of people do feel comfortable, and when I was first starting my kind of healing process, journaling was a really good tool to kind of just get my emotions out. I also talk to myself. I talk to myself almost all the time, and I will sit there and say, I feel sad, and I feel angry, and I feel depressed and I feel like I'm drowning and I feel like I can't get out of bed. And just saying those is just creating the space for me to like let them go, because the moment I've said them, it's kind of like they're out there in the universe and I can't do anything about it. I don't think that the distraction that happens, like some people will just say like, oh, distract yourself from those feelings. And I don't think that that's a good thing, because it doesn't give you the sense of knowing how to deal with them when they come up again. Because one of the things is life is constantly teaching you and constantly bringing back lessons. And you might think, oh, I finally figured out where my trauma comes from. I'm never going to feel that trauma again. And then it comes back. And then you, sometimes you can feel like, well, I've done all the work. I shouldn't be feeling this anymore. And that's one of the things about borderline personality disorder. Like, some people reach this point called remission, which is exactly what it sounds like. You don't feel necessarily these feelings anymore. Or you reach a point where they're not overtaking your life, where you go for longer stretches of time, where you don't feel down, where you don't feel the constant up and down cycle of what it feels like. I feel these kind of bad feelings, and they're not bad. They're just feelings. Like, I don't want to label them as bad, but in terms of what we're talking about, like, if happiness is a good feeling, sadness might be a bad feeling. That's what some people think. Like, that's the way that it's kind of characterized. So I kind of feel these down feelings, these depressed feelings, these sad feelings at longer intervals. So I don't feel them as often. I used to feel them nearly every day, and it was overwhelming, and I had breakdowns because of it, and I had panic attacks because I wasn't giving myself the time. And now that I give myself the time to feel all these feelings, I only really hit these down points like once a week, or once every other week, or once every couple of days, depending on how stressed out I am. But I now know that there's a lot of triggers and that they come up from things, and I've spent so much time dissecting them and looking at them and exploring where they come from. And once again, that's a very privileged sense, because not everybody can do that. And if you are in the midst of these sad feelings, I want you to know that you're not alone. And I don't want to say that it gets easier or it gets better, but it does if you put in the work. And unfortunately, this is not work that anybody else can do for you. Because if you rely on other people, like I talked about in my favorite person episode, then you kind of give other people this kind of power over you. And I am too stubborn and independent to ever give people power over me again, because when I did that, the couple of times I did, it caused me so much more heartache. And I've realized as I've gotten older that the only person that I can fully rely on is myself, even though I might be all over the place and I might experience these moments of feeling just absolutely awful. And I think to recognize that, to be able to understand that these feelings are like clouds, they're like birds, they're like everything in life that is transient. They will come and they will go and they will come back again, just like the seasons and the sun that rises and sets and the stars that come out at night. They will be there at some point. And hopefully, you and I and we can get to a point where we don't need to feel so hard on ourselves, and we can give ourselves the time to relax. And if that means that for 5-10 minutes an hour a day, we have to be more patient and we have to tell ourselves, I'm not in a good space right now. I'm not going to do the things that I said I was going to do today, because I just know that if I do, I'm just distracting myself, and I'm going to sit with these feelings and I'm going to feel them, truly feel them in a safe way, in a way that doesn't hurt anybody and myself. And I can just be here with these feelings and watch them as they grow and as they fade away, and recognize that they're not going to be gone forever. My sadness is not going to be gone forever. I'm going to feel better. I know I will. Like, I know I will. But not forever. And that's okay. Because that's my thing. That's my mental illness. That is the very foundation of being human, is you're not going to be one thing forever. And you can't compare yourself to other people. You can't look at other people and say, well, I wish I didn't have depression. I wish I didn't have this. I wish I didn't have to deal with this kind of up and down, because ultimately it's your life and you can only ever be who you are. And for me, that means that this kind of back and forth and kind of like game that is played within my head of not being able to concentrate, and that leading to feeling overwhelmed, and that leading to wanting to lay down in a ball and not get out of bed and just be in my sadness, will eventually lead to feeling better and being okay. And sometimes you just have to be in it. Be right in the middle of it, because there's nowhere else that you can be, and you can't run away from it. And that's just life. This has been very rambly, and I'm sorry. And if this has helped you in any way, please message me, because I love getting messages and I love knowing that I'm not alone. And I also, look, I feel very uncomfortable talking about this because I don't want anybody else to feel anything that I'm feeling. I would hate for anybody to feel this, but I know that people do. And I figure might as well make a podcast about it and just let you know that you're not alone. And we will see better days. Whether that's tomorrow or 5 minutes from now, because I truly don't know. I truly don't know. Anyways, message me if you want to. I'm always willing to talk. You can message me on Instagram at journey, JOURNEY .bound, BOUND. And yeah, just, we're here. We're queer, get used to it. No, we're here. We're gonna be okay. We're gonna be okay. We're gonna continue to just be in the thick of it, and eventually we will feel better. I love you. I'll talk to you later. Bye.